So today is a pretty special day for Zachary here, who will be receiving the Lord in the Eucharist for the very first time. And so it's a wonderful gospel to invite us into this mystery of receiving the Lord as a child, to allow God to be present to us. As the disciples leave the northern part of the kingdom, as they go from the mountain of Hermon, where Jesus was transfigured at the beginning of chapter 9 of Mark's gospel, Jesus wants to prepare his disciples for what lies ahead. And so, away from the crowds, he begins, I guess, like a bit of a holy huddle. He gathers them in close and begins to unfold to them what is about to happen. As he shares with them the truth that the path that lies ahead for him will be about suffering, will be about his passion. Now, the disciples in Mark's gospel often come across as a little bit daft, a little bit, they're not the full experience of intelligence and wonder and insight. But in some ways, you know, you can understand why they're not all there. Because Jesus has taken pains to teach them through parables. But then when he brings them into the holy huddle, he begins to explain the significance and the deeper meaning and insight of these parables. But here, he leaves it at the literal truth. And so I'm sure they're kind of thinking, well, is there some sort of deeper meaning? Is there some other level of understanding that we haven't kind of worked out? And they're probably trying to kind of figure out, does his language kind of point to this symbolic meaning? Is there some other level that we're just not getting? But in fact, what Jesus is saying to them is at this very literal level, and they can't get it. He's just been demonstrated on the holy mountain to be the Messiah. When the Lord reveals his inner glory there with Moses and Elijah, you know, they're finally able to conclude that yes, their hopes that the Messiah has indeed come in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, they're able to say, yes, that's true. But the Messiah would be glorious. The Messiah would be the king. The Messiah would be the one to raise an army, not to suffer, not to experience these terrible pains and this experience of being beaten and put on trial and all that Jesus predicts. And certainly not to die. That was never part of the prophecies that they had hoped for, that they had expected. And so Jesus had to open their minds to this new possibility, and they just were finding it very difficult to understand it. Last night, as part of the conference that I've just been attending, the Australian Catholic Youth Ministry Convention, we had a Brazilian night in preparation for World Youth Day next year. And so as part of the fiesta, we had a whole bunch of Brazilian dancers, complete with all of the headgear and also the lack of clothing. And they were doing all of these amazing kind of maneuvers and acrobatic kind of activities and things. Some of the guys were doing, you know, and I won't even attempt to demonstrate what they were kind of. And it's a little bit like that they came out and, you know, they demonstrated what they were capable of doing. But then they said, well, now we're going to do it with our arms tied behind our backs and our legs all bound up. And we'd be like, hang on, you know, it's already impossible what you're doing. How could you possibly do all these incredible moves with this, you know, with your hands tied behind your backs, with your legs bound? It's like that kind of conceptual thing that Jesus is trying to open to his disciples, to say this is what is about to unfold. You know, it's no wonder that they are struggling to make sense of what he's opening to them. And then we're told, as they continue to journey along, as they make their way back to the familiar territory around the northern part of the Lake of Galilee, to the little village of Capernaum, which was their base for most of the time. And as they make their way finally into the house, Jesus turns to them. You know, he knows the answer to his to the question that he asked them. You know, what were you arguing about? How could you possibly be so caught up in wanting to be the greatest, in wanting to be at the very center? And Jesus then demonstrates this by bringing this little child. This morning at Mass, we had the wonderful privilege of Bishop Eugene Hurley from Darwin Diocese celebrated Mass with us. And I was deeply intrigued by his description about this gospel, because he talked about little babies. And he said, you know, little babies are pretty much useless. What do? They go to the toilet a lot. They make kind of lots of noise. They cry a lot. They just sleep a lot. They can't talk to you. They can't really respond to you. They can't even bite you. You know, there's like the absolutely kind of useless piece of creation if you ever had one. And yet, what do? You know, you just see the strongest of these biggest tough guys just melt in the presence of their child, that they're able to recognize just this instrument of affection and love, and to say, oh my gosh, this child is just the most amazing and incredible thing that I've ever seen in my entire life. And as he said, why? Absolutely useless. Absolutely. You know, they can't go and make you a cup of coffee. They can't even change the channel on the TV. Pointless and useless kind of creations. And yet, somehow in the midst of that, we meet the Lord. Somehow there in that moment, we're able to understand the way that God is present in our midst. And Jesus then gives us this insight. And he says, it's not about your honor. It's not about who you know. It's not about your connection or relations in this new kingdom that he's establishing. But it's about the fact that you know me. And that if you know me, then I will show you the Father. That you will be able to be in relationship with God himself, the King of heaven. Every single person in all of creation receives that same invitation to come and be part of that kingdom, to come and be part of that family, to set aside all those other honors, all those other prestiges, to say, I embrace this. I receive this. I allow myself to be the last so that I will be part of this new family of God's kingdom, of God's life.